So it's the day of the first Tech Base Camp. Techbasecamp.net if you want information as to what it's about. And I'm at the Open University. Got here shortly after 8:30. Actually, 8:30 on the dot. I remember it well, because Wojciech, who was meant to be helping me, wasn't here. He was stuck in traffic. So I set up the tent, and I got the equipment and the axe. I know I've got an axe on a university campus. Don't tell anybody. And a mock fireplace, because obviously they don't want me setting fire to the lawn, and solar panels and all of the paraphernalia. And since about 10 o'clock, after I was fully coffeed up, we've had a steady stream of people coming with all kinds of questions, a lot about video, some people about workflow, some people wanting to know just to get over that self-censorship issue when it comes to actually sharing to Twitter and the likes. They just kind of stop themselves. The familiar face has just come and sat down on a rickety-looking but quite comfortable considering camp chair as I sit cross-legged on the floor. What's your name?
Liz Hartnett.
Now, I know you because you've come to a workshop before.
Yes, it was a social media storifying workshop, using making stories, storytelling, using Instagram and
all kinds of stuff, didn't
we? Yeah, it was making pictures, taking them and linking them all up together. But the one I've been using with more experimenting, which I used to use, was Instagram. Not Instagram. Audio Boom.
Oh, so you actually carried on doing audio after the event.
I started doing the audio after the event. I went out and started. I got some money. I bought myself a new phone instead of this old technology.
You've got Nokia something. I'm not too good, but it's very small. It's like one of those just literally phone calls.
Just literally phone calls, yep. Which didn't do things like Audio Boom. So I went out and I got myself a second-hand iPhone, and I started with
Audio. Looks super capable. It's still got the sticker on that says it'll work on any network, which means it's unlocked.
It's unlocked, just in case I go abroad and want to do something else with it. And it's great. I started by just recording local church bells, but now I've recorded other things as well. People talking, obviously, stories from people, piano playing. And I find it rather more exciting than just photographs.
Did you think of yourself as a... Okay, you're podcasting now then. Did you think of yourself as a podcaster before?
No, definitely not. And I don't want to make them too long. I like people to think, oh, it's just a short and sweet. But it, you know, if I put the links up on Twitter or on something else, it's just a little bit different. And when people come to be audioed, they don't go, oh, does my hair look right?
Yeah, yeah. There's definitely a block sometimes. Can I do a video? No. Can I capture a conversation? It's much. I don't even say interview. I say let's capture a conversation. So, what's your Twitter name so people can see where your audio is going to?
Eliz Hartnett.
E. Liz Hartnett.
Oh, yes, all one word. E. Liz. E for electronic Liz.
Excellent. So today, why have you come up? Obviously, you saw the tent, or maybe you heard about us online first?
I saw this morning when you twittered at 8:45. I wonder what he's doing. I just came over to fetch a cup of coffee and saw the note on the door as I came out. So I looked across the lawn and saw you here. So I thought I'll come over and say, well, I do want to know more about Yammer, for example.
Oh, fantastic. Well, a closed network as far as many networks are concerned. But what's happened recently at the Open University, for example, is there's been a lot of breaking the down of silos, and interdepartmental conversations have just exploded as more people have realised that they can get access to all kinds of people in all kinds of departments, from the top brass to the worker bees, through using this platform. And they're feeling a little bit more confident in expressing themselves, because it is a kind of a fenced in area, a walled garden as such, even though you can share from it.
So you
can share from it to the outside world. There are share options. That might mostly be with the app. So it'd be interesting to see if you've got the Yammer app. We'll have a look at that.
No, I haven't got the app.
We can sign you up to that. And I think that because of your experience in sharing multimedia now, you could really thrive in an environment where you've now got somewhere else you can talk about your ideas and concepts, but with a ready-made social network. A social network is based around people who share a common interest, and the people on your particular Yammer will be people at the Open University. So Should we get on with that and I will stop recording?
Yes, okay, let's do that.
it's almost lunchtime here, I think. I don't even know what time it is. What time is it?
It's 5 to 12.
Okay, so we're going to be here till 4 o'clock if you're listening to this in real time. If you are passing the Open University or you're a member of Station X, the monthly meetup that happens in the area, you are more than welcome to pop in. This is a free-for-all. This is a part of the Open University offering free education, consultation, advice to the world. It is truly open, as my tent door is right now. So check out techbasecamp.net. The hashtag is OU_TBC if you want to find out what's happening today. Thank you very much for listening. Say thank you.
Okay. Bye.